Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes who should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, so that the princes might give accounts to them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasions against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find any occasion or fault, forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We will not find any occasion against this Daniel, unless we find it against him concerning the law of his Elohim." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said in this manner to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever will ask a petition of any Elohim or man for 30 days, except from you, O king, he will be thrown into the den of lions. Now, king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it is not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." So King Darius signed the writing in the decree. And now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open at his chambers toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his Elohim, just as he did before. Then these men assembled, and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his Elohim. Then they came near, and they spoke before the king concerning the king's decree. "Have you not signed a decree that every man that will ask something of any Elohim or man within 30 days, except from of you, O king, would be thrown into the den of lions?" Well, the king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Well, then they answered, and they said before the king, "That Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Yehuda, does not regard you, O king, nor the decree that you've signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. And then the king, when he heard these words, was sorely displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored until the going down of the sun to deliver him. And then these men assembled to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed." And then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and they threw him into the den of lions. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your Elohim, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." And a stone was brought, and it was laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his nobles, so that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. And then the king went to his palace, and he passed the night in fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And then the king rose up very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living Elohim, is your Elohim, whom you serve continually, able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "King, live forever. My Elohim has sent his angel, and he has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before you, O king, I have done no hurt." Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and he commanded that they should take Daniel up from out of the den. So Daniel was taken up from out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his Elohim. And the king commanded, and they brought those men that had accused Daniel, and they threw them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had mastery over them, and broke all their bones in pieces, or ever they came, before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble in fear before the Elohim of Daniel, for he is the living Elohim. and he's steadfast forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. End of chapter 1.